Shrieking Hollow Expansion Review 2026, is the Night Cage upgrade worth it? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Shrieking Hollow is worth buying after your group understands and enjoys the Night Cage base game. It adds a second board, the other, pits, shrieks, events, night terrors, new passages, keys, and advanced monsters. Those systems create a persistent board-wide threat and make the maze less predictable, but they also increase setup, timing, and solo bookkeeping. Play the base game until your group can preserve a gate route and explain the darkness sequence without checking the rules. Then add the other first, shriek second, and the event modules last. The Night Cage asks whether four candles can preserve one path through a maze that forgets itself. Shrieking Hollow asks a nastier question. What happens when the darkness is no longer empty? The answer is the other, a threat large enough to erase a meaningful part of the maze when it rises. Pits connect the main labyrinth to a separate hollow board. Prisoners can descend to hold the creature back with candlelight, but every rescue mission spends attention the gate still needs. Shrieks, events, night terrors, passages, keys, and advanced monsters add more ways for that attention to fracture. This is not a box of harmless variety. It changes the group's priority structure. We checked Smirk and Dagger's current catalogue and product record, the current Dized expansion rules, Board Game Geek records, independent coverage, Amazon product identity, and recurring owner reports. Margot's verdict is precise. Buy it when the base game has become legible, not merely when it has become familiar. Is Shrieking Hollow worth buying? Yes, after the base game clicks. Shrieking Hollow is the right expansion for a group that likes the Night Cage, but has started reading its maze too comfortably. The official box adds a connected lower space and a threat that asks for attention every time a pit appears. That changes the game from one shared route problem into two linked emergencies. Preserve the escape above and suppress the other below. Wait if your group still forgets darkness before illumination, loses track of which prisoner needs a key, or treats every revealed branch as permanent. The expansion is not a rules patch and does not reduce luck. Skip if the base game's public information and cooperative negotiation are already your objections. It adds pressure, not individual powers. The verified Amazon listing is ASINB0D851D4TZ, matching manufacturer part number SND1018 and UPC800 and 94,700 and 69,346. The base game remains required and is a separate purchase at ASINB0 8ZSK752P. What exactly comes in the Shrieking Hollow expansion? Smirk and Dagger's current catalogue lists one hollow board, three pieces for the other, six shrieks, 13 new passages, 8 keys, 8 advanced monsters, 3 event tiles, 13 event cards, 7 night terror cards, a discard board and reference cards. The catalogue identifies 1 to 5 players, ages 14 and up, an approximately 50-minute play time, and an MSRP of $29.99. The useful way to understand those contents is by job. The hollow board and the other create the persistent threat. Pits connect the two spaces. Shrieks force timing changes. Events and night terrors inject episodic pressure. New passages, keys, and advanced monsters keep the base maze from becoming a solved opening. Do not dump every module onto the table because the box permits it. Shrieking Hollow is best treated as a difficulty ladder, not a single switch. How do pits and the other change the strategy? A pit is not merely a blocked route. It links the surface maze to the hollow and advances a pressure cycle the group can delay but cannot ignore forever. A prisoner can descend and use candlelight to hold the other back, but that pawn is now spending position and attention below while the key and gate problem continues above. The strategic trap is overcorrecting. If every discussion becomes about the other, the group preserves the hollow and loses the cage. If nobody descends, the rising threat can destroy a devastating portion of the maze and attack exposed prisoners. The correct question each round is not can we stop it? It is, how much surface route can we afford to trade for one more delay? Assign one player to announce the hollow state after each relevant reveal. That person does not command the turn. They state the pressure, name the next trigger, and stop. The active player still owns the decision. What do shrieks, events, and night terrors add? Shrieks keep a prisoner from treating the hollow as a stable bunker. They create movement and timing pressure around a board that otherwise invites one pawn to camp and suppress the other. events and night terrors then alter the situation with less predictable demands. That variety is valuable only after the table can identify which subsystem caused the loss. If a first expansion play includes every threat and collapses, the group learns almost nothing. If the first descent uses the other alone, the second adds shrieks, and the third adds events plus night terrors, each loss becomes readable. Community reports repeatedly praise the ominous ever-present threat and the improved distribution created by the staged setup, but solo players also mention turn order and tile state tracking. Use physical reminders. Put the expansion reference beside the hollow, not beneath the base player aids. What is the best order for learning the expansion? Descent one, the other only. Learn how pits connect the boards, what advances the threat, and how candlelight delays it. Descent two, add shrieks. Learn why the lower board cannot become a permanent safe assignment. Descent three, add events and night terrors. Introduce irregular pressure only after the persistent systems make sense. Keep the new passages, keys, and required setup changes in place as directed by the current rules, but resist optional overload. If your group loses, conduct a 30-second postmortem. Did the gate route vanish? Did a key carrier become stranded? Or did the hollow consume too much attention? Change one behavior before changing difficulty. For a group returning after months away, repeat Descent 1. Familiarity with the story is not familiarity with the timing. Is Shrieking Hollow good solo and at every player count? It works from 1 to 5 because the expansion follows the current base game's player range, but it does not create the same experience at every count. Solo already requires one person to control the full prisoner team. The Hollow adds another board state, threat sequence, and event memory. That is satisfying for a player who likes operational puzzles and tiring for one who came for pure atmosphere. At two, the same people can keep a coherent plan but may spend more mental energy on state than suspense. Three and four remain the best balance, enough minds to notice danger, few enough voices to preserve pace. Five is wonderfully theatrical and the most vulnerable to consensus drag. Use one hollow caller at four or five. Rotate the role after each game so expertise does not become ownership. How should you host a Shrieking Hollow game night? Use a black or charcoal cloth, safe battery candles, and one bright rules lamp aimed away from the maze. The hollow board needs more lateral space than the base game, so clear the table before the teach and keep drinks off the threat side. Put the expansion reference at the lower board and the base turn summary near the draw stack. Teach the premise in 90 seconds. The maze disappears outside candlelight, everyone needs a key, everyone must meet at the gate, and the hollow now creates a second emergency. Demonstrate one pit and one advance of the other. Stop. Let the first real shriek feel like discovery. Use music quietly enough that a rules question does not become a shouting match. The best atmosphere supports attention, it never hides the board. What should you buy first and what should you skip? Buy the Night Cage base game first if you do not own it. Play the standard game, then use its advanced monsters or communication variants before assuming a second box is necessary. Buy Shrieking Hollow when the group still likes the core loop and wants a persistent threat, a second spatial responsibility, and more varied pressure. Do not buy the expansion to fix quarterbacking, eliminate tile luck, create asymmetric characters, or add a campaign. It does none of those things. Do not buy it for a one-off Halloween table unless everyone already knows the base rules. The extra teach can consume the atmosphere you paid for. Margot's final score is 9.010 as an expansion for a repeat group and 6.510 as an automatic add-on. Its best achievement is making experienced prisoners feel lost again. Final verdict. Buy Shrieking Hollow if the Night Cage already reaches your table and your group can predict its base game pressure. The expansion's value is not more tiles, it is a second responsibility that competes with the key and gate plan. Add the other first, shriek second, and events plus night terrors third. Wait if the base rules still cause missed discards or forgotten key routes. Skip if your complaint is that the game is too random or too cooperative. Shrieking Hollow intensifies both traits rather than replacing them. Frequently asked questions: is Shrieking Hollow worth it? Yes, for repeat Night Cage groups that want a persistent threat, a second board, and harder cooperative priorities. Wait if the base turn sequence is not yet automatic. Does Shrieking Hollow require the Night Cage? Yes, Smirk and Dagger explicitly identifies it as an expansion that requires the base game. What does Shrieking Hollow add? The publisher lists a hollow board, the other, 6 shrieks, 13 passages, 8 keys, 8 advanced monsters, 3 event tiles, 13 event cards, 7 night terror cards, a discard board and reference cards. Should you add every Shrieking Hollow module immediately? Number Puzzlewick recommends learning the other first, adding shrieks second, and adding events plus night terrors on the third descent. What is the other in Shrieking Hollow? The other is the expansion's persistent threat. Pits connect prisoners to the hollow, where candlelight can delay its advance, but the group cannot hold it forever. Is Shrieking Hollow good solo? It is a strong operational puzzle for solo players who enjoy managing multiple states. It also adds substantial tracking to a base game where one person already controls 4 prisoners. What player count is best for Shrieking Hollow? 3 or 4 is Puzzlewick's recommendation. 2 is coherent but administration heavy, while 5 is theatrical and more vulnerable to consensus drag. Does Shrieking Hollow fix randomness in the Night Cage? Number it adds pressure, variety and stage distribution, but tile uncertainty remains central to the design. Where can I buy Shrieking Hollow on Amazon? The verified US Amazon product is ASINB0D851D4TZ. The direct buttons in this guide include Puzzlewick's affiliate tag. How long does Shrieking Hollow take? The current manufacturer catalog estimates about 50 minutes. First expansion plays may take longer while the group learns the hollow and threat timing. What should I play before Shrieking Hollow? Play the Night Cage base game until the group can resolve darkness and illumination cleanly, preserve a gate route, and use the base difficulty options with confidence. Is there a complete base game guide? Yes. Puzzlewick's companion Night Cage review covers setup, current rules, beginner and advanced strategy, player count, hosting, solo play, and when to add this expansion.